you the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, doesn't have to knock the wind out of your operation. The challenge is real, but so is Elanco's growing BRD portfolio. With Elanco, you can choose from multiple modes of action to help you and your herd breathe easier. For more than 40 years, Elanco has been committed to delivering flexible, future-looking solutions for BRD and other tough challenges. We're dedicated to ensuring our solutions always help you handle whatever you're up against. Our growing portfolio of products for the prevention, control, and treatment of BRD allows you to select the right solution to help keep your herd healthy and productive. It's right for cattle and right by you. Breathe easier. Ask your herd health veterinarian or sales rep about Elanco BRD solutions. Elanco is a trademark of Elanco or its affiliates.
Well, the U.S. House of Representatives have voted to extend government funding through December the 3rd, avoiding a partial government shutdown. The continuing resolution also uncapped the federal debt ceiling through the end of fiscal year 22. Congressman Frank Lucas tells us more.
They passed this combination CR, a continuing resolution, to fund the federal government until the third day of December. The new bookkeeping year for the federal government starts on October 1, but there's no way that they can get that done. So they've now pushed it over into December. At the same time, they pass a bill to basically uncap the debt ceiling until after the 2022 elections. So you've got a continuing resolution to fund the government till December because they can't get their work done, and you also have the debt ceiling being raised to whatever level until after the 2022 election, and that's to prepare, Ron, for this so-called budget reconciliation bill that they're working on, essentially $3.5 trillion, dramatic changes in the tax code, dramatic changes in almost everything. Think of this as Obamacare for the rest of the federal government. And their infrastructure package that's out there somewhere also, around $1 trillion, just an amazing amount of money in a hurry, in the most haphazard way. The Democrats tried to make the argument on the floor that this debt ceiling increase was to pay for the past Trump administration. Fact of the matter is they needed the debt ceiling increase so they can do their new spending bill, the so-called budget reconciliation bill, which even with the tax increases won't have enough money to cover everything. So it's forward spending that they are preparing for by basically opening up the IOU book and adding more national debt. Just the most amazing thing.
Lucas said while so much attention is being given to the budget, he also knows the U.S. meat processing chain needs to be addressed.
We had another little fire at a packing plant not many weeks ago, and the vulnerability of the food supply chain here just continues to be blatantly obvious, Ron. You know, we've tried hard to increase by pushing intermediate and small-size packer facilities to increase the potential demand to provide us with some protection, but we got to work at it harder. I mean, we have a very efficient, but by the same token, very fragile food processing chain in the country right now.
To hear more from Congressman Frank Lucas as he visits with Farm Director Ron Hayes, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.